Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. We're going to get an update on our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, how all of the schools did in their donations. I had the big basketball draft for a bunch of 7, 8, and 9-year-olds that may have gotten a little bit out of control. We're going to inundate Kennedy with bad dad Christmas jokes. And it finally happened. Annie babysat for Salt.
Big day in the world of basketball, Kennedy. Yesterday, I don't know.
Oh,
if you
really? Did the Celtics win?
I don't know if the Celtics won.
This is a different type of.
Celtics didn't play last night.
How's the bench with attitude going?
You know, yeah. it's a little
the
bit
green
more
team,
of a
baby.
Small ball.
Green team, baby.
Yeah. No, this is Barrett's JV basketball league in Charlestown had the draft yesterday.
Do you have the little thing with the ping pong balls and you pick it up and that's how you get your
No,
numbers?
That's the lottery.
Yeah, that's the lottery. This is the draft. Yeah,
I don't know what to tell
this
you.
This is the actual draft.
They all look the same to me.
Okay, so the draft is we spent a week evaluating players on site
eight.
At the gym.
Who are eight?
7, 8, and 9-year-olds
so
in the JV.
Stop picking your shoes. Come on,
so
get up.
Dumb.
I am the Danny Ainge
the hoops the
of
other
the
way.
JV division for this basketball league.
It's really out of control.
I've never played organized basketball in my life. I've never coached a game in my life, and I will be responsible for managing an entire JV boys basketball program.
This seems like a well-oiled machine.
And coaching my son's team.
Is it that much pressure? Again,
oh
they're eight.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's ridiculous. There are 72 kids in
Andy's
this league.
Andy's over here nodding like, yas.
This just seems like absolute lunacy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
So the draft party that the coaches / dads had yesterday was
an excuse just to go drink.
See, I was going to say, I feel like this is the only reason why the dads get together
totally.
Is to have beers under the auspices of a draft.
It's not. I wish it were that much. It was awesome, but it is very serious because the guys that run the league are awesome and they care about the kids and they want to make sure that the league is balanced and everybody has fun.
I thought you were in the league.
No, they want to win.
No, they don't. The older,
no,
I think,
they don't.
I think once you get... once you get to the varsity level, I think that's where it gets a little bit more intense.
You're drafting. It's intense already.
Right?
Our draft, you have to pay. Like, we have a service that we subscribe to and pay and do a live, real-time draft.
That's insane.
When I was in the
league, should line up all the kids and you go, okay, how many teams do we have? We have 8 teams. Okay, count off 1 through 8 and then do it again.
I mean, it was about living on the same block where
right?
I
lived.
Well, you can't do that anymore. You have to mix
Lord.
It up because
who can
some
carpool?
Blocks, yeah, some blocks might be better than other blocks, so they want to make it as even as possible.
You can't be bussing people in.
Everybody gets a trophy around here.
Everybody's recruiting. Like you got kids from like not even from Charlestown now. You're like,
were
hey,
people
you come
slipping
play?
You 20s to try and get them on a certain team?
Well, I can.
We got
tell
a 4-star fourth grader.
One of the coaches whose son is a 1st-round draft pick did mention that he wouldn't mind if his son ended up on my team. And guess who ended up with the 1st pick in the draft? I got the 1st pick in the draft, Kennedy. And I did not take Barrett.
You didn't
so
even take
horrible.
Your own son as 1st
I wouldn't want to coach my own son.
Well, that's what's interesting is a lot of the dads don't want to coach their own sons who have been doing this for a couple of years now because they realize
it's too much.
It's stressed. Hard.
Well, you know, where does it stop? When you're at home, are you coaching them at home too? And that can become a
I think you're always sort of harder
butt.
On your own kid.
And one of the coaches said that, you know, last year when something went wrong because of a play that he called, his son, after they lost the game, came over and said, "See, Dad, I told you not to call that play.
Give me the rock, Dad. Don't give Jimmy the rock."
Right. And then if you give Jimmy the rock, Jimmy's dad gets mad because he feels like you're playing favoritism towards the coach's son.
And then he screws up a play, but you feel like you can't get mad at him because he's your kid.
Right.
Or
you get
too
more
mad.
I can't wait to be the dad who just stays home and doesn't coach.
Well, you have to.
Awesome.
Will you go to the games?
Oh, I'll go to the games. I will support her in every sport she is in, especially when she's a swimmer. Because she's in the water and there's really not too much you can do there.
2.5 hours at this draft, and I finally checked out. I was like,
"That's crazy."
I had to leave at 9:15
because you were drunk.
No.
Did
although
you get
we
a
did have
early.
We had some good IPAs and Ernesto's Pizza, and
I
this
just
guy
can't.
Where we had the part or the draft,
the party,
the party.
It was a party. Yeah, don't get you wrong.
It's like fantasy football.
The guy's office. He owns his company, and his office is on the 6th floor of the building that overlooks the garden down on Canal Street.
It's like the most bougie.
And most people are at Hooters draft. With a beer tower,
yep.
But
right.
Carson is down in the city,
yeah,
with a bougie.
It was awesome though. These guys. I'm just so impressed. impressed. One of the coaches doesn't even have any kids in the league. He's been coaching in this league for, I don't know.
There's always that guy in the league. I had a baseball coach like that.
I kept looking at him going, he is single, Annie. You should talk to this guy. He's a financial planner for
How old is he?
He's like 28. He works for, that women's clothing line, Jill, something Jill?
J. Jill.
He is their financial planner for that company.
You know, I really appreciate you just always trying to pit me out, but I think I'll be okay.
Does he have a shiner? Because currently that's the only guy she's
He's a hoops player. He's a really good hoops player.
She likes guys who wear steel-toed boots to work, yeah. Carson. This guy's never done a hard day work in his life.
Yeah.
Not for any.
He's got fitted suits. His clothes probably tighter than I am.
He works with the unions trying to not work with them. And he works with the unions.
His rough and tumble is a paper cut.
I don't know. I feel like he could be your guy. So anyway, I got my guys. I will keep you posted. Our first game, Kennedy. I would like to invite you all.
That's adorable.
To our first game.
Hard pass.
Oh,
why?
I won't be there. I'm going to heckle you. It's going to be great.
Heckle me? No, you got to support my
team.
Fire
the coach. Fire the coach. We're going.
We are?
Yes.
First week in January, Kennedy. First week in January.
Oh, all right. I know. Yeah.
We can get snacks.
Does your team have a name? Do we get to wear T-shirts supporting your team?
I didn't ask that
will
question.
Your wife
you got to have a name.
Will your wife monogram the team?
Do you want?
Do you even
have
to
the freshest jerseys
What are you talking
ever.
About? Yes, each player will have their monogram jerseys.
On their little onesie.
So
what
cute.
Are they called?
Penny.
Onesie. Well,
my team will be Vineyard Vine Penny is probably.
Okay, then no. Hard pass. I'm
not going. Yeah, I'm good.
Chad. Pass the ball to Chad. Give it to Chad.
Annie, how are the roads, please?
Starting to slow down, Carson. Mixed Traffic is sponsored by Spot Hero.
Tristan, I'm open.
North of town, 93.
Logan, come on. Give me the ball.
Barrett, pass the ball to Liam.
Oh, my God. Rufus, I need the rock.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, Kennedy.
Yes.
What do elves learn at school?
Math?
No, the elf-a-bet.
Burn.
Wow.
You don't like Christmas dad jokes?
I don't like dad jokes, period, but that's just me. Everybody else loves them.
What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
You're cold.
You smell carrot?
That was pretty good.
Kenny, what's a bird's favorite Christmas story?
I don't know.
The finch who stole Christmas.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. I don't even know you anymore.
Why is Santa so good at karate?
Because he has been to school for a long time for it.
Well, he has a black belt.
What kind of motorcycle does Santa ride?
A trike?
A Harley Davidson.
Hey, Kennedy.
Producer Dan wants in on this, too.
What nationality is Santa Claus?
I don't know.
He's North Polish.
Why?
You're welcome.
Why are you guys doing this to me so early in the morning?
What do you call a shark that delivers toys at Christmas?
A jerk for bringing up the word shark?
Santa Jaws.
Anyone else?
Hey, Kennedy, what's a snowman's favorite breakfast cereal?
Cheerios.
Frosted Flakes.
No.
Kennedy, what do you get if you cross Santa with a duck?
A weird sounding Santa?
A Christmas quacker.
Kennedy, did you know that last year there was only 8 reindeer?
No.
You know why?
No.
Comet had to stay home and clean the sink.
Okay.
What kind of cars do elves drive?
A Mini Cooper.
Toy Otis.
Hold on, Sam from Arlington wants to get in on this. What you got, Sam?
Oh, my God.
What does a naughty soccer player get for Christmas?
Penalty flag.
Cole!
Ah! Cole!
We got a front runner.
That's awesome.
Wait. Sean wants to get on the action, too. What you got, Sean?
What does Santa Claus suffer from when he gets stuck in a chimney?
What?
Claustrophobia.
Yeah. wait, Lauren has a Santa dad joke. What you got?
How is Christmas just like any other day at the office?
How?
Because you do a bunch of the work, and some big guy gets all the credit.
Hey, yo! Coming in hot!
What do elves do after work, Kennedy?
Drink beer.
They're gnome work.
You're crossing genres!
Are we done now?
What do you call a bankrupt Santa?
I don't know.
Saint Nicholas.
Who is the most ill-mannered reindeer?
I don't know.
Rudolph.
Speaking of Rudolph, why did he get a bad report card?
Why?
Because he went down in history.
I like that one.
Same.
Don't you feel better about the holidays now, Kennedy?
No.
Merry Christmas. Oh,
no. You're welcome. Guess we're not going to do
it. You want to call your dad, don't you? Right now.
Yeah, that's a hard, that's a hard pass.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let me play for you a piece of audio from the show the other day. Had to do a little background check on Annie, who said she was up for babysitting Salt's daughter. But we're not just turning Salt's daughter over to anybody. We got to just check the background information to see what's going on.
Yes.
Because, you know, we like you, but we don't know enough about you.
Sure.
What is your name, young lady?
Skyward.
How old are you?
5.
And what is your name?
Aurora,
and how old are you?
7.
You guys have Annie Dow as a babysitter, correct?
Yes.
Do you like her as a babysitter?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Because she's really nice.
Does she let you stay up late?
Yeah.
Does she let you eat whatever you want?
Yeah.
These don't seem like good things for a babysitter to do.
Not exactly whatever we want to eat. Like, not like ice cream or other desserts. Basically, just like food.
Okay, but she's very nice, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is there anything that you want to change about Annie Dow as your babysitter? Is she ever mean to you or anything?
Well, when we're forced to go to bed, we don't really like it.
Okay. What do you think about Annie Dow?
Annie Dow's not mean.
Does she let you do whatever you want? Do you think she would be a good babysitter for my baby CP?
Yes. Who is that again?
Who is that again? Who's CP again? So you babysat, and I have some audio here. What is this audio of, Annie?
So the first part is just me and how obsessed I am with this baby.
Just me and CP hanging. Salt gave me a whole tour of the house, and I went upstairs to get my phone charger, and I already forgot where everything is, where all the rooms are. But this house is awesome. So CP had a bottle, and she's been sleeping in my arms for like 2 hours. Mm. And Carly the cat is in between my legs, so I literally can't move. I can't reach the clicker, so I've been watching Hallmark movies for 2 hours. But like, it's fine. It's a good time. And I literally can't stop staring at CP because I love her so much, and she's so beautiful and perfect. And I just like want to steal her and take her home with me.
Okay, I wouldn't admit to kidnapping a child on the show, but
Annie
you do,
sent
you
me pictures via text while she was there. Mm-hmm. She's just, I just love her so much.
The only channel they get is the Hallmark channel.
Well, that and Hallmark movies a mystery. You know, there's two.
Yeah, two Hallmark
channels. No, the funniest part was, so my wife and I are out, and right when we get, you know, we're out, and my wife's like, we're driving in the car, and she's like, wait, my phone wasn't charging. And I'm like, don't worry, you don't even have Annie's number. If anything goes wrong, she'll text me. Because I wanted my wife to have a good time. Right. I wanted Sarah to have a good time and just not worry about it. And then we were in a place and we kept getting like latent text messages. Like Annie sent me a text message where it was like 2 hours later.
Right.
And so I like looked down and my wife's like, she's finally getting comfortable with it. And she's like, yeah, we haven't heard from Annie at all. And then, like, literally, it pops up on my phone.
You're like,
text from Annie.
We got a text from Annie.
And Sarah's like, what does it say? What does it say? And it's Annie, who looks high AF on the couch sitting there, because we did not know this.
What?
Annie is allergic to cats. We have two cats.
I am too.
This is information you should probably tell people that you're babysitting for beforehand, so they don't have to have paramedics on standby in case you...
But that didn't matter. I just wanted you guys to go out and have a good time. I've been with parents before that this is their first time out, and I just wanted you to go out and relax.
This is an easy fix. Just keep a little bit of allergy, you know, like Claritin or whatever at the house. And then that way she can babysit all the time.
That's great. The next time, this time, we come home, and like, seriously, she was like bloodshot. Like, she could barely breathe.
Where's the EpiPen, Salt? Well,
No. When I got home, I literally looked at it, and I thought Annie hit. You know when you see somebody who's been asleep for like 3 hours, but you wake them up at the wrong time, and they're like, that's what Annie looked like with her eyes. And I was like, oh my God, are you all right? And then Sarah asked her, she goes, oh yeah, I'm allergic to cats.
What Annie, is this? Honey, you knew that there were two cats there. Why didn't you take something?
I didn't realize that.
Well, tell us.
I didn't realize. Carly's like a dog. Like, she loves you. She wants to be all over you. And I didn't really think
there's
of it.
There's two cats in the house and there's hair everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
But usually,
No. And Patrick Swayze, because Annie stayed over, Patrick Swayze slept with her.
What is the other piece of audio here, Annie?
So
is this you having a complete allergic meltdown?
No, I kind of expected, because CP is teething, I thought she was going to be a little bit more teary. I got off easy.
I feel like this always happens to people, that their baby won't sleep for them or their baby will give them a hard time. CP has literally slept this entire time for 4 hours, just sleeping in my arms. And I'm obsessed with her. She's just so amazing. But I feel like as soon as Salt and Sarah come home, she'll wake up and the teething will get worse and she'll get upset. But I'm telling you, these 4 hours have been magical.
Achoo! The baby has not stopped crying since you have left. My wife is texting me currently, still crying.
I don't know what to tell you. She was an angel.
What did you do to this child?
I don't know.
What did you do, Annie?
I fed her and we were just besties. We were hanging out. She fell asleep. I'm not kidding. And I didn't want her put her down into her little thing.
We have a box that we just put her in right next to the couch.
I couldn't put her down. I just wanted to stare at her.
Right next to the radiator, the space heater.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Dashing through the mall with Mix 104.1. Bring your toys for tots and it will be so fun.
Ha!
Carson and Kennedy are here to bring you joy. Come on down to the mall and don't forget your toy. Oh, toys for tots, toys for tots with Mix 104.1. Bring your toy to the mall and it will be so fun. Hey!
Okay, so we have been collecting now for a couple of weeks for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. It is time to give you some results as to your hard work that you've done for us, and we appreciate it so much. So we collect these toys every year, and we donate them to the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. We added something new this year in that we are getting involved with some schools. And I think next year we're going to even expand the program out even bigger. This year we each represented one school. I've represented my son's school. Kennedy had Wellesley High School. Salt had Madison?
Martinson,
excuse me. My handwriting on my sheet is terrible. And you had Atlantic Middle School.
Yes.
It is now time to release the results. Drum roll, please.
Does it stop? Are we getting close?
Annie, what do you have for toys from Atlantic Middle School?
361.
Hey! All right!
361. Salt, what do you have?
Martinson Elementary coming up big. 451.
Hey! 451.
Shout out to the fifth graders.
I love that.
Yeah.
My son's elementary school, 284 toys.
Awesome.
284.
And Wellesley High School.
Hang on. We got to do the drum roll again for this one because this one's really good.
Dude.
Drum roll's horrible.
I got a headache.
So after a bit of shaming and an amazing coming together of those kids at Wellesley High School, we had 2,209 toys.
What?
Wow, 2,209.
That is a comeback.
These kids just, went above and beyond. They made their Christmas concert not ticketed, and they asked for a toy instead. They just, the entire front hallway was filled with toys. We had get a box truck from the facilities guys from the school district, and we brought them down to Toys for Tots. They said it was one of the biggest single person donations they've gotten this year.
That is awesome.
So I just want to thank everybody at Wellesley, to include Kara Sullivan, who's the one who got me in there. She's the theater teacher. The superintendent of their district was there yesterday to be a part of it. It was truly magical. So to all those kids, you guys are freaking
this is
amazing.
What happens when you have Auntie Kennedy and hard truths.
Like, there were some really cute elementary kid interviews today on the radio, and we've got to
And they're coming for you.
We got to stop on it.
They already have 200 toys. We don't. They're fifth graders. You're not. You have cars. You have money. You can drive. I'm very disappointed in all of you.
I had to break it to the fifth graders yesterday that they were second, and they're like, "Wait, what?" And I go, "Yeah, I told them, I said, "You should be proud of what you did. Plus, you beat the other two schools."
Right.
So we are still counting toys. There are still toys coming in. And then we're going to have a party on Saturday, Pajamas and Pancakes at City Tap House from 12 to 2 down in the Fort Point Seaport area. If you want to come down to that party, if you want to bring us a toy, I know we have some more families. Wendy and Brian, I know they've been collecting toys.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we have a lot of toys that are still coming in. That'll be your last chance to bring us a toy. And then we will announce the number on Monday for the total toys raised. If you donated a toy at any of these Simon malls, make sure to go to our Facebook page. We have them all on there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.